This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, it is part of human nature, it is part of a human being, that when we live in a community, when we live with one another, that it is natural for us to compare ourselves to others. It is natural for us to compare our lives to the lives of others. It is natural for us to compare our possessions, what we have, to what other people have. Living in the world that we are in today, this has only become even more easier. Because not only do we begin to compare ourselves to others when we may meet them or see them, but we have the internet and we have social media where we're constantly seeing what people have and what they're doing, what they're up to. And we're constantly comparing ourselves to others. And it would be a great thing, subhanAllah, if we were comparing ourselves to others when it came to their spirituality, when it came to their faith, when it came to their iman. Because that is actually a good thing, and that's something that we should compete in. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the most noble of you, meaning the best of you, with Allah are those who have the most taqwa. Those of you who have the most piety, God consciousness. So if we were comparing our taqwa, that would be a good thing. But it is hard to compare something like spirituality. Because as the Prophet ﷺ said, At-taqwa hahuna, taqwa is here. It begins inside. It is the status of our heart. And so instead of comparing taqwa, we compare the visuals, possessions, things that people have. We compare looks, how someone looks and how I look. We compare their achievements, because people post their achievements online. I've done this and I've done that. This is where I am. This is what has happened to me. And we compare that. And the problem with that, my brothers and sisters, is that it can lead to what is known as envy. Envy is a concept, my brothers and sisters, that can be extremely dangerous to our souls. It can be extremely dangerous to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Envy, quite simply put, has three factors or three components. Envy is when we are confronted with someone who has something that we don't have. And that something, it can be a possession, a material thing. It can be a certain quality that they have. Or it can even be an achievement, as I mentioned earlier. So we see someone, they have something, we don't have it. That's the first component. The second component is that since we don't have it, we desire it for ourselves. So-and-so has this, I wish I had it as well. The third component is that we have some negative feelings attached to that. Meaning we think to ourselves, why is it that this person has this and we don't? So number one, as we said, we see someone who has something that we like. Number two, we desire that for ourselves. We want it too. And number three, it doesn't stop there. There is some negativity which is attached to it. And Islamically, this concept is known as hasad, which is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. And actually, hasad goes a little bit beyond envy, because hasad adds a fourth component. And that is that a person has ill will to the person that they are envious of. So a person thinks to themselves, this person does not deserve it, they should not have it, I should have it. That they want, that Allah takes away whatever that is, as I said, a possession, it can be a quality, it can be an achievement, that Allah takes it away from them, and I'm the only one who should have it. This is what we're talking about, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us of. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that do they have hasad towards the people for what Allah has given to them from His bounties? This is what Allah has warned us of. This type of hasad, having that feeling. And this comes, my brothers and sisters, from comparison. Now why is this dangerous? Allah has given us many examples in the Quran. One of the examples that Allah gives to us is the example of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. That Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers, they were envious of him. They had hasad of him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِذْ قَالُوا, They said, La Yusuf wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna. They said, Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. Right? So now they see something that their brother has and their brothers have. They want it for themselves. And they said, Wa nahnu usba. When we're like a group of people, we're a group, we're strong. They're just an individual, one or two. But we're a group. And then they said after that, إِنَّ أَبَانَ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Certainly our father is clearly wrong. Is clearly wrong to choose Yusuf and his brother over us. So what is happening here? They're feeling this envy towards Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother Benjamin. And now the problem with that, my brothers and sisters, is that it didn't stop there. Many of us know the story. What happens after that is they decide to harm Yusuf alayhi salam. And they end up throwing him in a well. And what we learn from that is that hasad, envy, can lead to action. It can begin in the heart, because this is something that we feel, may Allah protect us, in our hearts. And then eventually it has an effect, an impact on our actions. And a very big lesson here is that unless we identify and deal with that envy, that jealousy, that hasad, then eventually it will lead to a bigger problem, and that is us taking an action with that envy. Because one of the ways people deal with envy, an unhealthy way to deal with envy, a harmful, destructive way to deal with envy, is to take the person that one is envious of and to try and put them down, or to try and even harm them, as we see in the case of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. So oftentimes, when a person is envious of another person, they'll start looking for their flaws. You know, they're actually not that good. You know what, if you know the reality of this person, they seem like, you know, they're so smart and this and that, whatever, but I know the reality, and they start talking bad about them. They're looking for flaws, because they want to put them down. Because perhaps, and this happens subconsciously often, a person thinks to themselves, if I were to lower their status, then it will raise my status. Sometimes people feel if I put someone else down, it makes me feel better. And if you've ever come across a bully or you ever dealt with bullying, that's really the essence of bullying, is to put someone else down to make oneself feel better. Really, that's what it is. And a lot of times, bullies often are dealing with hesed. They're dealing with envy. We see another example of this in Iblis, the shaytan. We know what his outcome was. But where did it all begin? Many of our scholars mention that the problem with Iblis, the shaitan, started with hasad. Because what? Because Iblis was a being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had raised in status. He was the best amongst the jinn. And Allah allowed him to worship amongst the angels. And he lived like that for a long time. We don't know exactly how long, but for a long time, he considered himself to be the best. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates Adam alayhi salam. And we know in the authentic hadith mentioned Sahih Muslim that Allah first created the body of Adam and left the body of Adam for some time. Meaning there's no life in the body of Adam. And Iblis, the shaitan, would go to the body of Adam and inspect it. He would go around it and he would think to himself, why has Allah created this being? And then he would begin, this is not part of the hadith, this is the interpretation of the scholars, that the hasad began to develop, and it began to fester in him. And what happened, he began to look for flaws in Adam alayhi salam. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim mentions that he recognized that perhaps this is a being of Allah that will not have full control over their nafs. And Iblis became happy, that this is his weakness. And Iblis at that point decided in the destruction of Adam alayhi salam. So eventually when he was tested by Allah to make sajda before Adam alayhi salam, what happened? We know the outcome. Allah ordered the angels and Iblis to make sajda before Adam alayhi salam. And Allah tells us, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. All of the angels, they fell into sajda. All of them, all together. إِلَّا Iblis. Except for Iblis. And then we hear what happened. What's the problem? Istakbar. he was arrogant. What kind of Minad Kafirin? And he became amongst the disbelievers, and Allah protect us. And the lesson here is that once again, if the envy, the jealousy, the hasad is not controlled, is not dealt with in a healthy way, then it can lead to arrogance. And that's why bullies are often arrogant, right? They'll put other people down, they have this false sense of superiority. These delusions of grandeur, what psychologists call delusions of grandeur, they think they're better than others. And eventually that even leads to hatred. As Iblis began to hate Adam alayhi salam, and hate not only Adam alayhi salam, but the children of Adam alayhi salam. And this is why we find, subhanAllah, families and communities have been destroyed because a person felt hasad, they felt envy and jealousy. And instead of dealing with it in a healthy way, in a good way, they dealt with it in a destructive way. They acted upon that envy and jealousy. They began to hate other people. And not only that, they began to hate people that are associated with that people. How many problems in this world? Forget the world. How many problems in our ummah? How many problems in our communities, in our own families have come about due to hasad, due to envy and jealousy? But the problem is, my brothers and sisters, it is hard to admit that. It is hard for a person to say, you know what? I'm feeling jealous. You know what? I'm feeling envious. But the only way, my brothers and sisters, that we can deal with envy in a healthy, in a good way, is if we first recognize what we are feeling. If we first admit to ourselves what we're feeling. If we don't admit it to ourselves, we can never go about looking for a solution to that problem. But it is very hard to admit, because admitting to ourselves that, you know what, I'm jealous of this person, or I'm jealous of them, or I'm envious, means admitting that we got problems. We got issues. But that is okay, my brothers and sisters, because we are human beings, and we're not expected to be perfect. But we are expected to try our best to deal with those problems. As I said, envy is a human problem. Meaning it's part of our humanity that we compare ourselves to others, and when we compare ourselves to others, we may feel like we don't match up. And oftentimes, it's not just that we want something that someone has, it's the fact that when they have it, how does that make us feel? Well, sometimes, if we're honest with ourselves, it makes me feel inferior when this person has this and I don't. It makes me feel inadequate. But that's a hard thing to say, it's a hard thing to admit to oneself. But the only way that we can deal with this is if we first are able to be honest with ourselves, because no one else can do that for us. You know why? Because no one else has access to our hearts. No one can look into our heart and say, you know what? You're envious. You're jealous. You're dealing with hasad, because this is our heart. No one has access to it. Allah knows, and we know. And so who is going to fix the hasad? Who is going to deal with the hasad? We are going to deal with it, with Allah's help. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our hearts from hasad. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I want to take this opportunity, these last few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, today's khutbah, to discuss some healthy ways that we can deal with envy and jealousy and hasad, as we spoke about in the first part of this khutbah. What are some things that we can do to deal with hasad in a healthy, in a good way? Number one, it is very important that when we compare ourselves to others, that we try to take a step back and understand that what someone has isn't always what it seems. So I'll give you an example. Someone says, this person has, I don't know, this house, or this car, or this, whatever it may be. It is important for us to understand that our possessions, what we have in this life, can very much be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we may desire it for ourselves, not understanding the tests that come along with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two very prominent examples in the Quran. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Certainly your wealth and your children are what? They're a fitna, they're a test. So before we begin to look at others and see things that they have, we don't have, we say, I wish I had this, and why does this person have? We don't know the reality of that situation. We don't know that Allah could have tested them through this. Sometimes Allah will grant someone a lot of wealth, but this is their test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps if Allah gave that to us, we may not pass that test. And so perhaps it is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing from Allah that we didn't get that certain blessing. So to recognize what Allah has given and the tests that come along with it. Number two, it is important to deal with those negative feelings. How do you deal with negative feelings? Well, we deal with negative feelings by countering them with positive feelings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ أَخِيهِ أَوْ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ مَا يُعْجِبُهُ. If a person sees something from their brother, or even within themselves, that they like, فَلْيَدْعُ لَهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ, that they should ask Allah to put barakah in it. Now, let's compare the two situations. One, a person says, oh, this person has this thing, whatever it is, that I like. Why don't they have it? Do they really deserve it? I wish I had it. That's the negativity. The positive that Prophet is saying is when you see something that someone has and you like it, ask Allah to bless it. Ask Allah to bless it. And now that is an incredibly powerful thing because it immediately counters our negativity. And it can be very difficult. That when we see something that someone has, and especially if we're feeling the shaitan whispering to us, and we feel that person doesn't deserve it, and this and that, and so on and so forth, we say, may Allah bless that person. And some of our scholars say, even we should add, may Allah increase them. Allahumma zid wa barik. May Allah give them more and put barakah in what they have. And that gets rid of that negativity. And it's hard. It is hard, really, to go from being envious, jealous of someone, to asking Allah to give them more and to make give them even more good. But the beauty of that, my brothers and sisters, is that, you know, we know this, when we make dua for others, the angels make the same dua for us. So we're actually making dua for them, making dua for ourselves also. And so when we immediately, we want to get to a point that we have trained ourselves, that when we begin to recognize those feelings, and that's why earlier I spoke about the importance of recognizing those feelings, that we're honest with ourselves, I'm feeling jealous, I'm feeling envious. And if I'm feeling that, immediately upon my tongue should be a dua for that person. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless their house, we say. May Allah bless their family. Whatever it is that we like, we ask Allah to bless them and to increase them. Number three, last but not least, my brothers and sisters, is gratitude. Shukr. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. Because we have one of two options when Allah gives us in this life, and Allah has certainly given to every single human being. We can either compare ourselves to those who have more than us, or we can compare ourselves to those who have less than us. If we compare ourselves to those who have more than us, we're constantly, continually going to be unhappy. Because no matter how much a person attains in this life, there's always going to be someone who has more. And so we're going to go down this rabbit hole that has no end to it. We're going to find ourselves lost, constantly comparing ourselves to others, because there's always someone who has more. But on the other hand, when we compare ourselves to those who have less, it makes us appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا غِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. He said, true wealth, true richness, is the richness of the heart, meaning contentment. The most wealthy person in the world is not the one who has the most wealth, is the person who has the most contentment. Meaning they're satisfied. And indeed, satisfaction is an incredible blessing and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because satisfaction means that a person can be satisfied even with the smallest amount. A person can say, Alhamdulillah, I'm so grateful that Allah has given this to me. And Allah reminds us of this. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to do so. And this is not addressed to just the wealthy. This is addressed to all human beings, meaning even those in difficult situations, if they pondered, if they contemplated, if we really thought about the blessings that Allah has given to us, we would find that there are so many things that we would not be able to count all of them. And that in turn will make us grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will humble us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that humility. We ask Allah to humble, that we humble ourselves before everything that Allah has given to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful for the blessings that we have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts from all of the diseases of hearts, whether it be arrogance, whether it be envy, hatred, hasad, all of those matters. Allahumma ameen.